is writing coach Dick Weiss. I'm taking the rather unusual step of sending you a demo CD of a workshop that I do with singer-songwriter Phoebe Claggett. It's called Making Your Story Sing, and it drew rave reviews in 2006 at the National Writers Workshop in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, and the Neiman Narrative Conference in Boston. Making Your Story Sing is designed to show how journalists can take the techniques that successful songwriters use and apply them to news stories and features. As the workshop unfolds, Phoebe discusses, then sings a song she or another artist has written. Then I talk about how the technique can apply to the written word and read a story that demonstrates the technique. Back and forth we go, illuminating how songwriters use verbs, metaphors, refrains, and imagery to enhance their storytelling. In the latter half of the workshop, we give the participants 10 minutes to write the lyrics to a song of their own. Phoebe has the amazing ability to put these lyrics to music in just a few minutes, and then she sings them. Having your own song sung back to you is quite a moving experience, as we hope this CD will demonstrate. So for the next few minutes, listen to some outtakes from our workshop, and if you'd like to book Making Your Story Sing for your event, get in touch with us at weisswrite@gmail.com. Thanks for your consideration. We start with a song called Paper Wings. Phoebe wrote this song not long after 9-1-1. But as you'll see, it really takes you somewhere else, into the interior world of a young woman with hopes and aspirations, and an appreciation for the world around her and all its possibilities. Listen to that song, it made me think about how we interview the people we write about. Often we stick to their talking points, review the highlights and perhaps the lowlights of their exterior lives. But as we all know, everybody has an interior world full of hopes, dreams, and longings. Here's part of a story written by Lane DeGregory of the St. Petersburg Times that gets at that interior world of a boy who recently lost his mother. David has brown, wavy hair he keeps pushing out of his blue eyes, round cheeks, a wide mouth. If you cover his eyebrows, he looks just like his mom. He misses her most at night, he said. He wishes he could tell her things, like how he's going to try out for football this fall. He wishes she could still wake him up with a kiss. Okay, so he misses her in the mornings, too. I don't think, as young as I am, that I should have to, you know, feel like this," he said Wednesday in his living room. "For this reason, I am determined to learn how to acquire the power of healing broken hearts," he wrote in an essay for a Harry Potter contest. The power, he wrote, should be packaged in a potion. The potion should probably contain stardust, cloud puffs, sun rays, skylights, rainbow pieces, and a piece of chocolate. David first heard about the Harry Potter books a few months after his mom died. "They really gave me other stuff to think about instead of my mom," he said, "and I like the writing a lot. They're not like other books that are boring. I mean, you feel like you're there with Harry Potter. You can smell stuff and hear stuff and be right in that scene." Well, that's the point, isn't it? How can we as writers take readers, as David puts it, right into that scene? So now I go back to Phoebe's lyrics from Paper Moon with its vivid imagery, its flights of fancy. "Do you see all the colors? Do you see how they run? Do you chase them with a paintbrush until they fall into one?" It's a reminder to us as reporters that our subjects don't think in a linear fashion all the time. They're not a conglomeration of talking points or policy positions. They're a watercolor, if you will, a variety of influences that shape their lives. So how do we get at the watercolors in their lives? Well, what sort of question do you ask that will get them to be as revealing to you as David was with reporter Lane DeGregory? Well, I would suggest that after you collect the information that you absolutely have to have, like how to spell that person's name and how that individual got from here to there on the stepladder to success or failure, that you begin to ask some open-ended questions that may start that individual on the path to telling you some stories. Here are a few. What was the happiest day of your childhood? What was the saddest? When did you get your first doll? Do you still have it? What are you most proud of? What's the one thing about you that few people know? If you could be or do anything else, what? When did you find out life is not fair? As mentioned, in the last portion of the workshop, we asked participants to write a song of their own, borrowing the techniques they've learned. Many are autobiographical, some are sweet, many are funny, and all are close to the bone, because that, after all, is what we're trying to teach. They were all written in 10 minutes' time, and it's remarkable, really, how good they are. But then Phoebe has a way of finding the right chords, and of course she sings so beautifully. Here's another song written at the Neiman Conference that's sort of winsome and funny. Got a great beat, too. Brian Janos, a student at the University of Indiana, found a metaphor in his shoelaces and tied it to his dad, with whom he has a deep and abiding affection. It's called "The Face in the Floor."
There's a face on the floor that I swear I've seen before. Above the face are my feet quite sore, wearing shoes that I've worn before. The face is familiar, the shoes are too, but neither one is familiar as you. 'Cause you have the beard that I see in the face. You hold me together like my shoes lace. There's a face on the floor that I swear I've seen before. As I look a lot deeper, I see you more. My father, the person I see in the floor. I look a lot deeper, I know I see you more. My father, the person I see in the floor. There's a face in the floor that I swear I've seen before. And above the face are my feet quite sore, wearing shoes that I've worn before. Above the face are my feet quite sore, wearing shoes that I've worn before.
All right. Well, that concludes our demo CD, just a taste of a workshop that runs about 90 minutes or so. To get in touch, email us at weissright@gmail.com. Thanks for listening.